Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
NFL Week 5 began last night with the 49ers defeating the Rams. It continues to Sunday morning with the Vikings and Browns and a full slate of games. The Ravens hosting the Texans, the Houston Texans. Right now, the Ravens, I'm seeing on CBSSports.com, the Ravens are 2.5-point underdogs.
Yep. It's
wasn't it 1.5 yesterday?
It was. Mm-hmm. It's odd to see them, first of all, to be underdogs to anybody. This, you know, thought this season to be favored in every single game. Underdogs at home, no less. It's just bad state they're in, yeah. Sadly.
FanDuel still has it at 1.5, so that may be a little off with CBS or.
Now, Jeremy, I know me. My max bet is $25, mm-hmm. So I don't really follow trends. If the line does move, does that say Vegas is begging you to bet on Houston?
There's
the line moves.
If it moves in their way,
East, yeah, or begging you to bet on the Ravens.
So there are two things that happen when the line moves. You either get the public just going nuts and they're betting everything and it takes more money for that to do it, or you have the right guys betting the number hard. And there have been stories, and it's including a handicapper, and I really like him. His name's Johnny. He was known as the Vegas runner. And what he did is he ran for the big guys, like 10 grand here. He's got basically a duffel bag full of cash, and he goes into each casino betting the max that they'll let him bet,
right,
because they know who he's betting for. So there are movers and shakers, and a lot of those guys will move the line early. The thing that I tell people to look for is if you're looking at consensus reports and you see all the money coming in on one side. So, for example, if all the money's coming in on the Texans and the game goes from 1.5 to 1, down to a half, down to a pick 'em, you go, well, wait a minute. If all the money's going on the Texans, why is the line going in the wrong direction? I call that reverse line movement, and there's some people in the industry who go, there's no such thing as that. All we're saying is the line's moving the wrong way, and it doesn't make sense unless there's somebody out there that's hitting that number heavy to move it. So that's following the quote-unquote sharp money.
Got you.
I hope that explains it. It does. At least a little bit for some.
It does. Okay, so even with that being said, the Ravens are underdogs, either by 1.5 or 2.5 points, underdogs. You both think they win this game on Sunday. I hope you're right, because I have them losing this game on Sunday. So, Jeremy, mm-hmm. what in your eyes has to go wrong for the Ravens to actually lose this game?
I mean, they have to keep playing the way they've been playing. What I don't expect, and when I talk about spots in these situations, you know, we talk about look-ahead games, short weeks, going on the road off of Monday night, ranked teams going on the road in college and facing an unranked team and they're an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these types of spots, this falls into that with me as well, because at the beginning of the year, we all thought the Ravens were a good team. Now, I know injuries can change everything and how it goes, but this is an organization that in these types of spots have always come back and won these games. It's an inferior opponent that it's a must win. Now, trust me, they've had letdown games against the Raiders, the Colts, and teams that they shouldn't. It's a little bit different when you're looking at it going, we're 1-3. If we lose this game, we're 1-4, and we got the Rams coming off of 10 days of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't. This is a must win for the Ravens, and I think they win the game.
All right, Ed, you have them winning this game, so what indeed needs to happen for them to lose this game, in your opinion?
Stop running the football. They need to change.
Continue not to run the football.
Yes, continue not to run the football, yes. They need to run the football in this game. I mean, if you ever needed it, it's this game. Besides the fact that it's a must win, your quarterback is out. By the way, the best passer rating in history of the game. Yeah, him.
That guy.
He's not playing.
And the best air attempts in the history of the game.
I mean, it's just...
yards, let's say. Yeah.
I mean, it needs no explanation why I'd like to see them run the ball. But I've seen them get away from it. You know, it's too early. It seems like they panic sometimes.
Can I suggest
and
something?
And abandon the run. Sure.
I think the reason those numbers are what they are is because throughout his whole career, there's been the threat of the run.
Yeah.
I think that helps it out.
Yes.
Taking nothing away from Lamar, because you could have a bum back there who can't put up those stats. Now, two things. You said they had to continue to play the way they've been playing, you said they had to continue not to run the football. That's why I have them losing, because of the way they've been playing and not running the football. Also, something I want to throw in at you, Jeremy, you'll love this. The Ravens are 0-4 in the last four home games where they were the dogs. Do you have those opponents for me, Joe?
I do, and it should be noted, Lamar Jackson didn't play in any
That's
of these.
That's what I would have figured. Yep.
They lost 17-10 to Pittsburgh on January 6th, 2024. Mm-hmm. He sat because they were 13-3. And it was also like a crazy downpour that
game. That's the game I talked about where Trace McSorley threw the...
No, that was a different one. Well, that was a COVID game, the one you're thinking of. The other one was against the Bills in 2022. Actually, Lamar did play on that one. They were up 17-3 and lost 23-20. Against the Rams in 2022, Lamar didn't play in that one.
They were underdogs of the Bills that year at home?
That's what it says. And then they were underdogs against the Packers in 2021. Lamar didn't play in that one. That was Aaron Rodgers the last time he played at M&T Bank Stadium. They lost 31-30. I think that was another. They were at the goal line and threw a pick.
I'd also sit here and say, like, I don't think Cooper Rush is great, but, you know, we look at some of the situations you've been in. I also think those opponents that we're talking about are tougher than what you're getting this weekend, because I feel
that's 100% correct.
People in Houston are talking the same way people in Baltimore are talking. The fact is, they just came off a win where they won 26-0. It was 6-0 at the half. It opened up in the fourth.
6-0 in the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It opened up in the fourth quarter where just things went awry for Tennessee, and Tennessee did Tennessee-like things. So I don't know, man. It's a bad team that's favored on the road against a team that everyone now thinks is bad because of all the injuries.
Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, we're here with Rick Redder has to say about this upcoming football game as he joins us up next on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Fan. 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Fellas, happy Friday. How are we doing over there?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thanks for always having me on.
We were just talking a minute ago, and the Baltimore Ravens are going into this football game at home. Some have them a point and a half dog. I have them at 2.5 point dog against the Houston Texans, and largely because number 8 is not playing. Your thoughts on this this injury-riddled Baltimore Raven football team right now?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Let's not sugarcoat it. How do you have this many guys banged up? I mean, it's a laundry list. What you saw came out yesterday, or really earlier in this week, when you had your first practice and you're looking at it and you're like, both sides of the football, you got to be kidding me. Is this real life right now? But unfortunately, this is the situation that they're in. I mean, it is a next man up mentality in this league. This is why depth is everything in the NFL. And there's a couple of positions that you can look at that I said in the offseason, I'm like, I'm not sure they're deep enough here. You might want to add a guy or two, because somebody goes down all of a sudden, that next man up exactly really isn't that great in terms of stepping in and trying to live up to the shoes that were in front of them. But they find themselves in this position. I think depth is once again an issue for this team, but they have a lot more than just depth, and we can jump into all of that.
Do you think the Texans are, I'd say overrated, as a 1-3 team? They beat the Titans, and the game was basically 6-0 going into the fourth quarter. And I think people may be just overestimating their abilities a bit, as bad as the Ravens are. How do you assess the Houston at this point?
I mean, Houston, at some point, you got to figure C.J. Stroud is going to come back, right? And maybe you saw a glimpse of that last week in terms of them finally getting that offense going. C.J. just has not looked like the rookie that the Ravens played against a couple of years ago. And they have lost some offensive weapons in Houston. He doesn't have the receiving core that he once had. But at the same time, he's got Nico Collins, one of the best young wide receivers in the game, and that dude can get after it. And you started to see it a little bit last week, C.J. feeling a little bit more comfortable. And you kind of wonder, is that the guy you're going to get out there Sunday? But the Ravens are going to make it easy for him, because look at all the guys that are on the injury report and banged up. And how do you get after CJ? This front four has to find a way to get pressure on Sunday. Where's Mike Green? We heard all offseason, all camp long, I heard so many stories about how great Mike Green is. Oh, Mike Green is the next this, is the next that. Here's your opportunity Sunday. They need somebody, because number 8 isn't going to be out there. There's a couple of other guys we know aren't going to be out there as well. They need somebody to come in and step up and have that game? Is it going to be the Mike Green game? You know, is it going to be the Cooper Rush game? On the offensive side of the ball, I like Cooper as a backup. In the NFL, and you guys know this, your backup quarterback, I mean, look, there's a reason they're a backup, right? But you need to find a guy that can come in and provide that spark and get a couple of drives together. Cooper's shown that he could do that in Dallas. Is he going to be able to do that on Sunday? I mean, if you can get the run game going, if you can realize what your identity is and not get away from it, Dan Orlovsky had one of the most amazing stats yesterday. I don't know how he dug this up, but yeah. I don't know if you guys heard this.
We saw it.
You saw it. Dead last in the NFL, running on first and second down. Number two in the NFL, when you're running on first and second down. What the hell is going on with this? And why is it so hard to realize who you are? You have Derrick Henry. Hand him the ball, and they have to get him going on Sunday for them to even have a chance on the offensive side.
It's actually stunning. Well, stunning that they do this. Go ahead.
So I was looking up stuff here on Derrick Henry because that's where I wanted to go with this. I'm looking at his season, 18 carries against Buffalo, then 11, 12, and 8. His prop in Vegas is 20.5, which makes me like this even more. Not that I like the over for that, but 88.5 yards rushing is what he has, and his longest rush being 17.5. I think this is the Derrick Henry game. I think the Ravens win, and I think people should be smashing these numbers. The one that's kind of concerning would be the 20.5 carries, but I like seeing that in Vegas because that's telling me that they believe they're going to give him the ball, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, that's one of those lines that you look at and you're like, it's the average fan who has no idea what they're doing when it comes to betting. Not that any of us do except Jeremy. But when you look at that and you're like, oh, there's no way he's going to get that many carries. Yeah, you smash that over because Vegas clearly thinks that that's where this is headed. And that is the only way that they're going to win on Sunday. They have to establish the run. And this offensive line, look, to Derrick Henry's credit, there's not a ton of holes out there. There's not. And, you know, from a Lamar standpoint, I know everybody says Lamar's holding onto the ball too long, which I think that he absolutely is, but he doesn't have a ton of time back there at all. And, you know, you look at him having 7 sacks or whatever it was a couple of weeks ago or last week. If Cooper Rush is back there, you're talking double-digit sacks with that pressure and the way that this offensive line has been playing. So, I mean, any offensive line will tell you it's easier to run block than it is to pass. You put your hands in the dirt. You know where you're going. Get some push off the ball. Get this guy a couple of holes. I think for Derek, it's like if he can just get a groove and start to feel it early, yeah, he can rip off that long run, and you can have the identity of this offense back. But that is how they're going to have to control the game on Sunday, control the clock, get the king going, find a way to get this done.
There you go. Give me a score for Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to go low scoring, guys. I'm going to go You know, it's funny, everybody, I picked the Chiefs last week, and everybody messages inundated, how could you pick the Chiefs, how can you do it? I'm going to go Ravens this week because I think the whole world is against them right now, and I like when their back is against the wall, and I think Cooper's got it in them. I'm going to go Ravens 17, Texans 14.
All right, well, what you got going on this weekend?
Purple pregame show tomorrow, live from the Tailgate, 11:30, and then Monday, my one-on-one with Ray Lewis, the exclusive drops, and Ray, we ask him everything about this team from the top to bottom with leadership and what he thinks needs to change. And that's an interview you will only see on WJZ Monday at 5.
You're the man, Rick. Talk to you next week, man.
Guys, enjoy the game. Stay safe, everybody.
All right. You too.
You too, man.
Hey, Rob, real quick, I want to give away 2 tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on October 12th at Pier 6 Pavilion. It's courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 5-410-583-1057.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. Good
morning.
We got caught on a little bit of an off step yesterday, Rob. I apologize.
No, you're good, man.
For what?
When he called in and he started talking about something else, you're like, he didn't answer the question.
Oh, right.
I tried to rally as best I could, and Jer, I appreciate the humor behind it. Yeah, I appreciate you having my back, brother. But just 2 quick points and a score, if you don't mind. I think the defense, if they could just find some individual and success, tackling, et cetera, will be okay, maybe. Offensively, stick to the rhythm and timing that we find works. Don't try to slow down. Don't try to go too fast. I think we win this game 31-27, fellas.
31-27.
All right.
High scoring.
It's a lot of points for those 2 teams. Backup situations. It's a lot of points.
I think they're going to limit possessions for CJ Stroud. And even if they're not ending in touchdowns, I still think you're getting your 3s and adding it up, you know.
I think there's a better chance for the Ravens to win that for those two teams to score, was that 58 points he had?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a better chance for the Ravens to score a low-scoring game than those two teams to put up almost 60 points.
Yeah, and by the way, like, the Texans, you can't take it away from them. Everybody keeps talking about their defense, but they just did come away with a shutout against the Titans.
Yeah.
26-0, as we talked about. That's definitely helping those numbers overall. But their defense is solid.
They haven't given up much.
I don't think they're as good as people think, but right. I think they're solid.
Yeah. Okay, we'll swing it back here. The only game the Ravens defense showed up against was Cleveland.
The Ravens defense is terrible.
So, you got two bad, a bad defense versus a defense that may be overrated.
So let me ask you.
Even in their losses, the three losses they had, they gave up, let's see here, 14 points to the Rams, 20 to the Bucs, and 17 to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
They didn't give up many points to anybody.
They didn't give up points.
Yeah. So with this being said, what do you think it comes down to? Is it the Ravens offense versus that defense, or the other way around?
Other way around. That's why I don't have them winning. Because I don't believe in the defense. If it's Lamar Jackson out there, it's the offense versus that defense. And I think I put my money on 8. Mm-hmm. But without number 8, I think it becomes the Ravens defense versus the Texans offense. And I think that's why it's a low scoring, ugly loss.
Yeah, I just think the Ravens win.
Okay. Jeremy Carr's Daily Lineup next.
So we had an interesting night last night. I went 3-2 in my top plays, but also gave out 3 other winners. So 6-2 overall. It sucked because the ones I missed, I was dead wrong on Sam Houston, and I had another loss in prop bets with Puka Nacua to get over his yards. He had a phenomenal game, just didn't get over the prop number. And today, we have a handful of college football games and a WNBA game. That's what we're going to talk about, and I'll preview some of the stuff for the weekend that I think is really interesting as well, and throw out a few free plays there when we come back right here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
Stafford turns, gives to Kyren Williams over the right side. He didn't get there. Kyren Williams is stopped short, and the San Francisco 49ers win it in overtime, 26-23. A defensive stand on 4th-and-1, and the Niners are 4-and-1.
There you go. That's courtesy of Westwood One. So last night had the over in the Rams game, another hit. So a good night there. In baseball, my top two plays were the Red Sox Yankees under and the Cubs under. We said the Cubs under went under in all 3 games, best weather spot of the week. And if you jumped on it, that's 3 wins in a row that you could have had playing the under there. And then we get to, I like Detroit. I had them as a play. Didn't love that game, but still. And then it hit 3 out of 4 props. The one miss was Puka Nacua. Had him over 95.5 yards. He had 85 with 10 receptions and a touchdown. So good night overall. The one really bad swing and a miss was Sam Houston State. They sucked last night. Suck called and said they suck. Anyway, all right, let's get to today's plays. We got the WNBA finals starting. Ed, I know, where are we watching that? Is it watch party at your house?
I was going to say my house.
Yeah, okay, nice. Yeah. All right. Well, Phoenix and Las Vegas. I have a slight lean towards Phoenix here, but I like the under even more at 159.5. I think you're going to see more of a defensive-minded game between the two teams and that it gets slowed down. Not like what you saw with Vegas and the Aces, because both of these teams play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Aces, I'm surprised that the Fever got the Aces running a little bit more. I don't think Phoenix is going to do that. I think Phoenix covers tonight, and I think it goes under the total. In college football, I love San Jose State, my favorite play today. They're -2.5. Delaware and Western Kentucky over 61.5, and I like San Diego State and Colorado State under 41.5. Now, getting to this weekend, I think there's lots of interesting spots. We talked about the two spots of ranked teams that go on the road and their underdogs, one of which is Iowa State at Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati. And the same thing applies when you look at Louisville hosting Virginia. Virginia ranked, Louisville's not, and Louisville is a 6.5-point favorite, which leads me back to saying to everyone, stop looking at the numbers of the top 25 teams. The people that vote on it don't watch these teams. They don't. They don't get to see all of them. They're not paying. You know who should be putting this together?
Coaches.
I don't even think that. Mm-hmm. I think somebody with a damn algorithm should be putting this together of what the rankings are. It's going to tell you more about these teams and using different metrics to show you who's the best instead of saying, oh, here's Joe Blow from Ohio and he gets the vote. Oh, what's that? You didn't watch 12 of the games of the teams in the top 25? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was 16 of the games? There's so many people that vote on this that don't watch any of the games.
Clearly.
It's ridiculous.
And the one woman made a joke out of it.
She tried to, and she had Florida move up after they lost.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And now they're not even ranked. So, and Rob pointed out, interesting game with Florida now. Texas is a 4.5-point favorite on the road at a Florida team that we all laughed at the past couple weeks because they've looked horrendous.
Something going on.
It just it smells funny. It smells funny, right? Couple other spots this weekend I think are interesting. I like Nebraska. I like Florida State a ton. We've talked about that earlier. I think Virginia in that game, I do like Louisville a ton. Texas Tech and Houston. People look at those two teams and go, oh, yeah, remember the run and shoot with Houston? And Texas Tech is an up-tempo. Go look at the defense. Houston's offense is scuffling a little bit. They got Connor Wegman there, the former Texas A&M transfer. Mm-hmm. But their defense has been a little bit better. And, Ed, you pointed it out. Texas Tech's defense, I wasn't sure because of the level of opponent they played, but when they went into Utah and did what they did to Utah, Texas Tech's defense is for real.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that stat I gave before, Maryland's one of three teams to not trail at all this season? Mm-hmm. Texas Tech's one of the other ones.
It's pretty interesting to look at it. Going to the NFL on Sunday, I already told you my lock's going to be the Ravens, and I'm giving it out for free this week. Love the spot. I just feel like this is something where, and again, looking at the numbers in Vegas, I would hammer Derrick Henry's over yardage, anytime touchdown. And it's plus money at 20.5, and I think the number's probably right. I would still probably bet the over in carries, even though the most carries he's had in a game this year was 18 in game one. But I think this is one that they can't just let off the
gas
pedal.
What's the over under?
For him, on carries, is 20.5.
Okay.
You're plus money if you're betting the over, too. Okay. So, but I do think it's elevated, and it's somewhere. I think he's getting somewhere between those 18 to 24
they
carries.
They have to do anything to win this game. If you go into you face the Rams at 1-4, bye-bye.
A couple other things to point out, too, is I think the Ravens are going to activate Keaton Mitchell, and I think he plays a role in this game. Give you a little bit of that.
I hope you're right.
That thunder and lightning, as they talk about. I hope
you're right.
But the rest of the plays on Sunday, I like New Orleans. I think that the Panthers step up this weekend. I think you see points in that game, but I think the Panthers cover. I already talked about the Saints being favored when they haven't had the ball and had the lead at all this year. So, and they're favored in a game. It's the Giants. So when we look at the Giants and we look at the Vikings are playing the Browns, we have two rookie quarterbacks that are starting. Mm-hmm. You have one that's starting on the road. Granted, it's a neutral environment against a defense that's going to just get after him and make life miserable for him. And on the flip side, you've got this guy that everybody's excited because Jackson Dart won his first game against the Chargers. He's going down to New Orleans without his best receiver. Yeah, I think New Orleans wins this game. Mm-hmm. And a couple other ones that really stood out to me. I mean, we talked about Minnesota. I think they're in a great spot. We'll talk about Kansas City and Jacksonville on Monday night, but I do think Jacksonville's a live dog, and I think Buffalo handles business on Sunday
night. I like
the
who thought this one up where I mentioned it earlier because I think it's a huge advantage. You play in Ireland 1 week and London in the next in England. I mean, there's no travel at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a to me, a huge advantage. I like the schedule that thought this one up where give them such an advantage.
And it's such a disadvantage to play anybody the week after coming back on that five-hour flight back or wherever.
So I'm assuming it's just, from here. They stayed over there and practiced.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I think it's going to be a good weekend. Love the Ravens.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl? Daryl?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
All right, what's up?
And I just wanted to give you a quick prediction on the Raven game and ask Jeremy a little bit about the WNBA game.
Okay.
I see the Ravens 2017 and a field goal game at the end. That's my prediction for that game. And, hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Did we have a bet on that? Didn't we have a bet on that last series? Lunch bet?
Lots.
Yeah, I think we did.
If we did, I'll take you to lunch. What you want to eat?
Cool.
What do you want to order off the dollar menu? We didn't pick a place, did we?
No, we didn't pick a place. We didn't pick a place.
Hey, we'll make. I promise you, I'll make something happen. Okay.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, we just chop it up. I'd like to talk to you anyway. Yep, I'm a fan of you. I'm a fan of your work.
I appreciate it.
I heard you say about the game. Yeah, I kind of agree with you a little bit, but they're my two favorite teams, so it's hard to pick either one of them. But
yeah, Aces were the best team in the second
one,
half
I might
of the
go
season. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, caller. Caller advice. You guys always say we cut you off. Well, I cut you off. Here's call advice. Don't spend the first 90 seconds telling us what you want to talk about.
Just talk about
it. Just talk.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the game and I want to make it. Just don't waste your time with the preamble. Just just, and you hear me sometimes say, state your business.
You better not be talking to Shiloh state about this, because I want Shiloh to keep calling in the same way.
Shiloh's a special case.
Yeah.
Everybody has special case, not Shiloh. But seriously, like, and I say this because I heard Joe over there saying, go, because that's what, I can't say that because my mic is on, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, dude, just go. You ever play double dutch? You don't stand at the rope and say, I'm going to jump in, I'm about to. No, you find your spot and you jump in.
Don't tell me what you want to say on air when I'm screening you, because you wasted the best part on me.
Well, I think, too, like with some of the guys, they want to make sure if they have a second point that you don't hang up on them after the first point. But you got to understand the flow that goes with it. There are shows across the country that if you do a greeting, they hang up.
They hang up on you.
How you doing?
Okay. When I was solo, I don't greet. Just jump in.
That was the rule here for a while.
Yeah, that's I get it, folks.
That was pushed by your guy, by the way.
Yeah.
I get it, but it's there's a certain amount of time we have per segment, and then a lot of times there are people behind you. Just jump in and say it. We good. That's it.
That's it.
Joe's over there applauding me. It gets to me too, Joe, trust me. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, Joe, you said Manny dropped the bomb yesterday, huh? Manny Machado.
Man, he's getting crushed today.
What'd he do? We just talked about his leadership yesterday.
Yeah, the reporter asked him, how would you reflect on the season? And he was like, what kind of question is that? It's a ridiculous question. We lost. How do you think the season went? And he's getting crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an untenable position. If you're the reporter that has to go in there, what can you possibly say that's going to give you a soundbite you want? At the same time, Manny just said, nah, we lost. It's over.
Mm.
And also, other people don't realize, like, he's like, wait, is that what he looks like? Someone said he looks like a Lord of the Rings character.
Oh, Machado? Man.
Yeah. He's like, his eyes are too close together and his ears are super pointy.
Hey, don't be making fun of people's ears. That's just wrong.
His is unusual because they only stick out on top.
Exactly.
What you got to say about that, Jeremy?
It's just messed up, man. People have feelings. You shouldn't be making fun of people's ears. Now, if they're chubby or if they... That's fine. Ears are off limits,
ears
guys.
Ears off limits.
Yeah.
Jeremy can hear all those people saying mean things
and
about
And I
him.
Hear what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. I heard what you thought. And you ain't noticed, right.
Ed, you ever notice sometimes out of nowhere Jeremy does this?
Yeah.
Turns his head left to right. What's that, Jeremy? Did you hear that? No.
It's picking up signals.
What was that?
Jeremy's ears get Starlink.
Engine trouble in Philly.
Yeah. That's not Jeremy going squirrel. That's Jeremy hearing what we don't hear.
How did this turn into this? Because now you're making me seem like I'm Professor Xavier with the X-Men, and I'm hearing all the mutants at the same time.
Oh, God. Who's talking to me?
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learn today on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Even Deion starting off at Jacksonville State.
Exactly. He had to prove it there first. They're not. He's not getting Colorado right out the, out of high school. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do it on Trent Dilfer, who may be the worst college football coach in the country, but even he was a UAB. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Auburn or Alabama. It was UAB.
Yeah, I think Eddie George is at Bowling Green now. And, I mean, you start looking at some of the players that never coached at mm-hmm. any of these high levels.
DeSean Jackson at Delaware State.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to miss that game. I had tickets to that
That's
game.
Right.
I can't go.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens play that Thursday. DeSean Jackson versus Mike Vick.
Where is that at?
It's up in Delaware.
Oh.
Yeah, I had tickets in a suite.
I guess you're being a Harford County guy now. You just go to Delaware all the time.
All
huh?
the time.
Look at you, Mr. Delaware. ain't no sales tax.
I'm middle Harford County. I'm not north.
Shout out to the Christiana Mall.
I'm middle Harford County. And that's the encore for the day.
Encore brought to you by Lion's Den, as it is every day. Passion, pleasure, romance. We talk sports. And kind of fits in. We talk about enhancing your sex life in so many ways. And yeah, this helps. Don't bring your B game to the bedroom. Score. Seriously. Check out the Lion's Den. 5 locations around here. I go to one up on Scott Adam Road often. So check them out on lionsden.com.
Thank you very much, Ed. Ravens this weekend taking on the Houston Texans. They are right now, some sites have them 1.5-point dogs. Others have them 2.5-point dogs. Ed and Jeremy have them winning outright. I have them losing to the Houston Texans on Sunday. Lots of other good games. Like I know a lot of people don't like games abroad. They like them only here in the country. But I love me some 9:30 football on Sunday morning. I love it. Wake up, watch football, have it on. Especially, now, back home, not working, traveling, going to church, but still having those games on early is always a benefit for me. I like it.
I get up early on the weekends because I'm breaking down the slates and I got a lot of work to do in the morning for the games come out and you want to get that stuff out. On the 9:30 games, it makes it a little bit more interesting for me because I still get up early and I start working and put out everything I have to put out about the London Dublin game, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And then I watch that while I finish my work. I'm still doing it. So it's nice to have that early game. I do think living on the West Coast would be fun.
Can you imagine? Every week, you're getting up to, 10 o'clock football?
Mm-hmm.
Every week. So these games are 6:30 in the morning.
But even when Sunday night football start out there?
5:30? Yeah, that's great. So you never fall asleep on games.
No.
Unless it's just downright boring.
Man, I'd be happy in the mornings coming to work. Until I see Rob.
No, you wouldn't. You'd find a way to be upset. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what did you learn today?
Jeremy mentioned something earlier about teams like the Padres sacrificing their future and teams that don't like the Yankees and Dodgers. I looked up Schlittler. This is a 7th round pick. Mm-hmm. 7th round pick by the Yankees.
I was small school, too. I can't remember.
He went to Northeastern.
Northeastern, yeah.
And which is even more ironic. He's a Boston guy. Who was trolling his mom yesterday? Yeah. He's from Walpole, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. And look who was, going after his mom, you schmucks.
Yeah, take the Pepperidge fam.
God. Terrible. As far as the police chief in Needham, Massachusetts. So obviously fell into a hole.
A couple of days today. Today is National Manufacturing Day. Also National Boyfriend Day. So whoop, I don't know exactly what that means, but it's National Boyfriend Day. Do something special
for my boyfriend? Ladies.
Yeah, you especially. Today, a couple of birthdays in sports. Fred Couples today turns 66. Greg Foster, former NBA player, turns 57. And Will Cordero, former baseball player, turns 54. Dave Winfield and Dennis Eckersley share birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Dennis Eckersley.
Dennis Eckersley older? Is older? Jeremy?
I think this is close. I'm going to go Winfield.
It is very close.
I'm going to Winfield. Winfield.
Today, Dennis Eckersley turns 71. Dave Winfield turns 74.
Ooh. In your face.
I met him. That's one big man.
Oof. Wasn't he? He was a star in three sports, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Basketball, football, and baseball.
I thought one sport he actually only played briefly. They just drafted him anyway.
Because he was good?
Yeah.
I think he was very good at baseball and basketball with his two.
Yeah. And the football team drafted him, even though he played briefly.
But I met him in Times Square. He had on cowboy boots, a fur coat, and a cowboy hat. He looked like he was 7.5 feet tall. He was gigantic.
All right. Well, hey, I got a couple of things here for you. Not sure if my sister knows any geography, but Alaska. Incorrectly is the only word when spelled correctly, it's still spelled incorrectly. Yes, that is true. Chinese takeout, $37. The gas to get it, $3. Getting home and realizing they didn't give you one of the containers, riceless.
Riceless.
I forgot I saved that one. I wanted to bring it up. What's the opposite of cellulite? Buy me darkness. Some of these are just really bad. Just wait. It's so bad, it's good. Are the elderly populations of Japan, Korea, and China so high because they're against euthanasia? What is the most harmless number? That would be 9.
Dumb. I liked it.
Here you go. This steak is practically uncooked. Do you serve all your steaks like this? The waiter, no, sir. It's extremely rare. What's the opposite of ladies' fingers? Mentos. Good news. I finally passed my kidney stones. I can pee freely now. The pain is gone. Oh, oh, oh.
What's the oh for?
It's a song. I can. Oh, Aaron, let me try to. Oh, yeah. I did that one yesterday. Sorry. How can you tell whether someone is. No, I'm not doing that. It's a religious one. What do you call a magician who lost his magic? Ian. Magician. And lastly, I told my wife last night was our anniversary. I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes, and she gave me a big hug.
Lots of college football games tomorrow, including that Florida State Miami game. Also, Alabama taking on Vanderbilt. Baseball continues tomorrow. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.